Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock on the nose. Sleepy kind of day to drive in after go staying up late for a concert.
Oh, I know. I got about 4 hours of sleep last night. And then I'd be over here going...
Those are the adult lullabies. I wouldn't do that to you. Sorry. Good show last night.
Oh, it was amazing. Yep, went to ZZ Top CCR. Need to thank Tammy from DTE, by the way. I got to tell you what happened.
Okay.
So it was raining really hard last night, so they moved all the people from the lawn into the pavilion.
Which is a cool thing that they do at Pine Knot. Love that.
And I was very grateful for those people, you know, yay for you. But our seats were in the last row of the pavilion.
Okay.
So we're getting rained on because the pavilion cover doesn't cover those seats.
Yeah, the kind of rain, if you're on the very edges or the very back of the pavilion, you're screwed. You're going to get rained on.
Right. So I had put up the umbrella because it started getting really heavy, and the security guy came over and started yelling at me about how people behind me can't see, and I look behind me, and there's no one, because there's no one in the lawn.
Right, they've all been washed off the lawn into the pavilion.
Exactly.
At this point. Yeah.
So, after we exchanged a few not nice words, I said, then give me a supervisor. So, this really nice lady, Tammy, came over, and I said, how are you going to move people from the lawn down to the pavilion, but people who have pavilion seats got to sit here in the rain? So, she moved us down.
That's nice.
And we had great seats, and the concert was great, so I just need to thank her. But that just didn't make sense to me. It's like, wait a minute.
I mean, they're filling in spots. I get it. But at the same time, you're right. I mean, if you're in the pavilion and you're in the back row, move you forward. Should move everybody forward first. Get everybody in the pavilion forward where you're not getting rained on, because a lot of people spend more of their hard-earned money in pavilion seats than lawn.
Exactly.
So you move up there. That's why I don't go. I just sit up on the ski slope and listen that way. I sneak in off Clintonville Road. It works all the time. You don't really hear much. And by the way, you made a huge mistake there, Aaron. Something you need to apologize for.
What?
You said CCR.
Oh, John Fogerty. Sorry.
Have you ever heard of a guy that if you say, we were told, like, do not mention CCR when we interviewed him. Don't. You can't. If you mention CCR around him, forget it.
It was basically CCR.
What are you trying to do? Get John Fogerty to come over here and smack us with one of his scarves? Those are devil scarves.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What do we got, man?
Ooh, it's a pair of tickets to the Styx Joan Jett and Tesla at DTE July 6th. Guess what? It's pavilion seats.
Nice. In the very back, but you'll be fine. 248-398-WCSX, call number 31. It's not Styx either. It's the Ikes. No, you can't say that the other way.
And it's not Joan Jett anymore. It's Joanne.
Joanne Jett, yeah. And Tesla is actually a car now, so I'm so confused and all this stuff. 248-398-9279. Coming up later on this morning, by the way, I'm going to need time. It's Big Jim Guitar Master, your favorite bit.
Oh, good God.
I'm going to play a Styx song on the guitar. No lessons either. Absolutely nailed it.
And the listeners will know that when they hear it.
Yes.
Yeah. That you had zero lessons.
They're either going to call in and guess the song or call the SPCA. There's no middle ground. One of that. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Tigers losing streak continues. Big upset at FIFA yesterday.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-WCOM.
CSX 610, Big Jim's house. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Mike Fiers got a rare opportunity to pitch deep into the game, and what a game he pitched. One run through seven, but no love from the Tigers bats. The A's blank the Detroit Tigers 3-0. Eight losses in a row now. Oakland can go for the sweep today. It's 1-10 first pitch.
I've got an idea. Instead of the Rally Goose, we're going to call it the...
Really?
Really?
The Really Goose?
The Really Goose.
Really Goose?
The Really Goose? That's it.
Okay.
It was a short bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Detroit Tigers have dismissed pitching coach Chris Bosio for making insensitive comments toward a team employee. Tigers general manager Al Villa said the team learned of the allegation and began investigating on Tuesday. Him and manager Ron Gardenhire met with Bosio after Tuesday night game. That was it. He's gone. Tigers bullpen coach Rick Anderson has been promoted to pitching coach for the remainder of the season.
There you go.
It won't say what he said, but it had to be pretty bad.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, nothing else to say about it because none else you know. But they were, it was strong enough to get him launched like that.
FIFA rolls on, but without Germany, they were upset by the Koreans yesterday 2-0. So they joined Italy, Brazil, France, and Spain in the undesirable club of reigning champions who have failed to advance to the knockout stages. Mexico, they moved on, even though Sweden blanked them 3-0. Brazil beat Serbia 2-0, and Costa Rica tied Switzerland at 2. But Costa Rica's done. Today, some good matches. Japan and Poland. Poland's already been eliminated, but it's still going to be interesting to watch. Senegal and Colombia, Panama and Tunisia, but the big match this afternoon, England and Belgium. They both have 6 points in Group G.
That guy Harry Styles is a great player for England. Love him.
You mean Harry Kane?
Oh, Harry Styles from One Direction. I always get him mixed up. Yeah, soccer, you know. Would be more interesting if Harry Kane was at LCA on Tuesday night kicking soccer balls at the kids. Like, what the hell's going on? You're not Harry Styles, man. So, oh, by the way, there's a great video. Ryan, we should find this, put up on our Instagram. When the Mexican fans found the kid, the guy who was there from South Korea, because they're the ones that beat Germany and got Mexico into the next round.
Yeah.
They picked this guy up and just bounced him all over the place. They were screaming. And you could see after a while, he's like, oh, this is fun. Like, oh, dear God, get me down. Because they would not put him down. So we'll put it up on our Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Adam in Clinton Township, first break winner, man. Let's, how you doing, man? Good morning.
Awesome.
We didn't even tell you if you won yet. Maybe we were just going to tell you good morning.
Yeah.
No, you're caller 31. You're going to see Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla at DTE on July 6th. And you get to sit in the pavilion, and hopefully you're not in the last row when it's raining.
Oh, I'd appreciate the rain to hold off there. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Well, hold on, brother. We're going to get you hooked up with Ryan next. We'll get all the info. We'll see you there, all right?
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right, coming up next. Our millennial producer, Ryan, a lot of things in life that we're learning about him. New homeowner, committed relationship.
Weirdo.
Believes in time travel. Is it Noah? Is that right, Noah? Yeah, Noah's back. I don't mind coming here. CSX Big Jim's House, 620. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And it's time once again for stories about time travel.
I thought we were going to call it Ryan's a Weirdo.
He's trying to convince us on this, though. I'm going to buy in on this a little bit. This guy, Noah, we've talked about him before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what year is he from?
2030.
So now, I love how it's so matter-of-fact.
I know.
2030.
Well, I mean, obviously he says that he is.
But
so.
Duh.
So you believe everything that people say?
Sure. Right?
If it's involving time travel, yeah.
Okay, so here's more audio. We have new audio just released of Noah talking to whoever's interviewing him, explaining what happened. Now listen closely, because he explains how the government kind of did him wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was on a mission and with like a bunch of my coworkers, and one of them did something so bad that we all got fired on the spot, which makes no sense. I know it's one of the most biggest flaws of the story, why the government would have fired us midway through a time that we weren't supposed to be in, but ended up happening. When I time travel, I put on special clothing and I'm in this giant dome, and a bunch of electricity is able to transport me. This giant dome is literally in the middle of nowhere. It's a government facility and everything.
So there it is. So why did he get fired, Ryan?
So this is what happens. They send these group of guys to different years for missions, maybe to find out technology, what else is going on.
Sure.
And I think somebody in his group either murdered somebody or committed a super serious crime. And so they had to wipe him out and get him out of there.
Next season on Stranger Things.
248-398-WCSX. Yeah, really. Netflix just called. They want you in, man.
It's not a bad thought, though, is it?
So he killed somebody here or...
No. In 2030.
So they sent him here. Punishment?
They just wipe him out. And that's why he's coming out and talking about it, because he's bitter and mad.
Okay.
So he's finally coming out because he's released from the government agency.
This isn't a bit, folks. You're not like, you're listening going, okay, Ryan's playing the role of conspiracy guy. No. You're all down with this time travel thing, aren't you?
100%.
It's one of those things hard to explain, though. Even if it was real, which I don't know if it is or isn't, but if it was real, how could you explain to somebody? You could never convince them unless you took them with you. And then there would be two people that nobody believed.
And that's why the government's probably like, go ahead, go tell anybody you want that you're a time traveler. Nobody's going to believe you anyways. The only thing that concerns me, though, is the place that he's time traveling from, the big dome and stuff. It sounds a little like he was in Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, just drinking the bubbly soda.
We have more audio from him. Have you guys heard this yet? This is brand new stuff, came out this morning.
My mom told me that if I don't quit playing Fortnite and ordering pizzas in the basement and get out of there and get a job, that I will have to time travel back to before I was born, because she's not going to have me. But I know that I'm from the future and not the past. And I got fired, but it's okay, because my mom said I can stay in the basement in the future. She did.
Okay, there you go. Sounds more real than what you proposed. Hey, good morning, CSX. Big Jim's house, 634, 69 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And we were talking earlier about conspiracy theories. Well, we had audio of Noah, the guy who says he's from the year 2030. And our producer Ryan believes that he's a real time traveler. We're kind of skeptical. Is that fair?
Crazy would be a better.
Maybe. Again, it's one of those things I find it's hard to prove. It's hard to prove unless you take somebody with you. You can't prove it. What are you going to do, print something out and bring something from the future? It just says 2030 on it?
Nope, I want that DeLorean to be parked in our parking lot outside and I want to go for a ride.
That's what I'm saying, unless they take you. So now, since we're talking about conspiracy theories, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I want to tell a story. Buddy of mine's working out at a gym. He's got his phone up there. You know, you put him on the treadmill and just set it up there and he's got his earbuds in. So he's talking to the guy next to him and they're talking about surf shorts. These old California surf shorts that have come back called Birdwells. Back in the 60s, they were really trendy and they're popular again. They're selling them again. Now, at no time, and we talked about this two or three times with them, at no time did he ever go in a browser. Did he ever look it up? Did he ever type in that word Birdwell and anything on his phone or computer work or anywhere? All he did was talk about it at the gym. He gets home that night. He sits down, takes a shower. What do? You get on Facebook, right? Just kind of see what's going on in the world. There's an ad for Birdwell.
I believe that. That I believe. And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because I was having a conversation with my friend about getting a cat. And then 2 hours later, she started seeing ads for cat food on Facebook.
Are we crazy? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Our studio number. You ever had something like this happen?
It listens to you, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know the whole privacy thing. Who reads that stuff anyway? Let's be honest. I mean, when you click it. But, yeah, like you dealing with that. And my buddy is very legit. He wouldn't make this up. And, again, we kept talking about it. So have you ever had Facebook or something like that where it just an ad popped up and you didn't go looking for it? It just kind of was there. That's weird.
Theoretically, it could listen to you because it has a feature that'll try to recognize any audio in the background, like music or TV.
So do we, when we click the whole, it's okay to do that? Did we sign off on that as well, apparently?
I do believe we did.
Damn. Okay. And now that's why a lot of people freaked out by Alexa.
Oh, she listens, too.
Yeah, but she's hot. So I'll talk to her. Hey, baby. 248-398-WCSX. We're listening to your conversation right now anyway, so just call us. Kidding. CSX, Big Jim's house, 645, 69 degrees. Thanks for listening to us while they listen to you. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. A buddy of mine was telling me his story. He's in the gym and he's working out. Him and his friend are talking about these Birdwell surf shorts from the 60s out in California, which have come back and they're kind of trendy now. A lot of people are getting them. Now, he had not typed anything in a browser on his computer at home or anywhere. He had not typed anything in anywhere. He just talked about it. He gets home, opens up Facebook, and there's an ad for Birdwell on it.
I believe it.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Aaron, you were telling us what happened to you. Same thing, right?
Talking with a friend of mine, and she kept saying she was interested in getting a cat, and then she started getting ads for cat food in different animal shelters in the area. And then I had another friend that was talking about a sandwich maker.
And it popped up?
And then got ads for a sandwich maker.
So we were trying to figure this out. I know we've been getting some text messages as well from people. Who had the advice? You can turn the mic off on your Facebook?
Yeah, Art got in touch and says, go to your settings, turn off the microphone for all of the apps that are owned by Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of those. They all listen to your conversations and then direct their advertising towards your conversation. Thank you, Art. Appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Jesse in Southgate, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you believe that Facebook can actually listen to your conversations?
Not only Facebook, but YouTube, too. Because my wife, she burned some rice on a copper bottom pan. And after dinner, she goes, I'm going to let it soak. I'm going to have to find something to clean it. Well, after dinner, we sat down on the couch, and she opens her phone, clicks on. Lord and behold, there it is.
Really?
After phone, yeah.
Wow.
That's creepy.
All right, man.
And you know, they're listening to you. That's why I'm guessing that's why you can't take a battery out of your phone no more so they can keep on listening.
Never thought about that.
That's a good point.
All right, man. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it, bud.
Hey, you guys have a great day. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, bud. Thanks for listening, man. Hit up Taylor. Mike, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're awesome. So do you believe that, like, Facebook and other social media sites are listening to our conversations?
I totally do. I had the same thing exact happen to me. Me and my fiance were at the gym. We were talking about our honeymoon. We were planning it to Italy. Next thing you know, not even an hour after the gym, she's on Instagram. All the ads on Instagram were tour guides and travel bureaus to Italy.
Wow.
And we never, ever had that stuff pop up on our Instagram before. And I totally, totally believe it.
Wow. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. So if you just talk into your phone, it'll show up on there. Hold on. Heather Thomas, Fall Guy. Heather Thomas, Fall Guy. Heather Thomas, Fall Guy.
I don't think that's how it works.
Does in my mind. Heather Thomas, Fall Guy. Heather Thomas, Fall Guy. Bikinis. Heather Thomas. CSX, Big Jim's House, 656. Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan, 69 degrees right now. We're talking about Facebook this morning. Well, we're just talking about the whole idea of who's listening to what, because a buddy of mine was working out at the gym. He mentioned Birdwell shorts, these surf shorts, and I guess they're shirts and stuff. But anyway, he never typed in anything on the computer. Never. He even checked at home. He never did this. And suddenly, when he gets home from the gym, there's Birdwell ads popping up on his Facebook timeline. And you said you've had a couple examples of that.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend about a cat. She wanted to get a cat, and then she was getting ads for cat food and pet adoption places. Had another friend that was talking about some kind of cookware or something or another.
It's interesting how this, you know, we don't even think about it, that, you know, your phone or your device could actually be listening to you and using that. We got a software engineer. Paul, go ahead, man.
This whole thing about taking your information, as a general rule, if anything's free with all these apps that you install, Twitter, Facebook, all that, the business model is that if anything's free, you're the product. Shows all your information.
That's the most concise way I've ever heard anyone explain that.
If anything's free, you're the product.
Exactly.
That makes 100% sense.
All right. Paul, that's a great way to kind of approach it, too, when it comes to data mining, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Precisely.
All right, buddy. Hey, man, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure. See you.
There you go. Wow. Okay, so if anything's free, the product is you, unless you're a Kardashian.
Think about it. Even like with samples of food and stuff like that, you're the product. They want to entice you so that you...
Well, I would be totally happy if samples from Sam's Club followed me home. That would be if I could just to do that. Yeah, no, it's crazy, though, that they're talking about it. 248-398-WCSX. Again, the idea is like when you talk around your phone about products, it'll actually know you're there. Like, for example, I've got our producer Ryan's phone right here. Wow. It just says Bazookies. Nope, wait, let me swipe up here. Wow. Oh, no, more Bazookies. Okay. You gotta get out more, dude. CSX, Big Jim Sound, 706. How are you not tapping the steering wheel right now with that song? We're in the studio all like...
I know.
Whatever you find. Clapton, Lay Down Sally. Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Thanks for joining us this morning. You guys have been scaring me this morning. Appreciate that. We're going out of town next week. We're going to go down to Memphis, see some friends. We do this every year. Our 21-year-old son, Ryan, is going to watch the house for us next week.
Ruh-roh.
What do you mean, ruh-roh? He's a responsible young man. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
That's what we all say as parents, and then that's usually not the case.
248-398-WCSX. What did you do when your parents were gone?
Oh, what didn't I do?
trying to get this conversation in before my wife hears it. 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can call or text, or you can send us an email, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com. What did you do while your parents were out of town? This is the first time that he can legally have drinks. It's still weird seeing your kid have a beer and knowing it's legal. Like, he was drinking a line of Kugel, and I'm like, what the hell? Oh, yeah, you're 21. So you never did anything in Mount Clemens, though.
Yeah,
you just read
books
and studied. Is there one that comes to mind?
Yes, and I'm waiting for my sister to start messaging me. I lived with her, and I decided I was going to invite, like, 10 people over, have a little party.
Yeah.
10 turned into about 400, including our rival school. Was like this rager at her house while she was not home.
Out of control, right?
Out of control. Right. Like, police had to come. There were fights. Like, it was so bad. It was not a good evening.
This is what I didn't want to hear. 248-398-WCSX. He did tell us he's going to have a poker game.
Well, that's, you know, that's it's a okay. couple dudes hanging out, playing cards, having a couple beers.
But knowing your parents are 12 hours away, and you know where they are. You know, he knows we're in Memphis. Game on, right? I mean,
but there's always evidence left behind. That's how my brother got busted. My dad found a pair of panties and some pantyhose in the couch cushion.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What happened at your house when your parents were gone? Especially in the summertime, man. It's when we road trip. It's what we do. 248-398-9279. All right. I want to talk about $3. That's the price of a fancy coffee, right? Or a burger. You can get a burger for $3. $3. How about a great shave every morning for $3? Seriously, remember this code, WCSX, and I'll make sure you get hooked up with a great five-blade razor from Harry's. No more rake face. You know what rake face is? You use one of these razors, and then you stop, and you look, and it feels like you missed half your face. Get rid of that with Harry's Razors. For a limited time, Harry's is a special offer to listeners of Big Jim's House. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code WCSX at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shaving gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code WCSX at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. You got to use that code, though, WCSX at checkout to claim your offer. Big Jim, 718. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And I'm getting out of town next week. We're going to go to Memphis, see some friends. So what? Well, our 21-year-old son is staying home to watch the house. This is the first year you can legally have drink. So start wondering what's going to happen while we're gone. He's responsible. Ryan's a responsible kid.
I think I'd be more concerned if he was like 17 or 18, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of like the build up to 21, and now that you're 21. He told us he's having a poker night. But here's the question at 248-398-WCSX. What has happened at your house when the parents were gone? Either as the parent or when you were a teenager. What happened at the house when the parents were gone? When the mice away, how did you play, Motor City? 248-398-WCSX. Text messages coming in, Aaron?
Jennifer from Pickney got in touch. Says she grew up in a dome home. It was all wide open with cathedral ceilings. My parents left for a trip, I believe, or work. I can't remember. I invited a few friends over. We ended up having a huge water fight inside of the house.
Oh, no.
Brought a garden hose inside. My parents' friend stopped by the house. The door was wide open, and he was standing there, and I swear to gosh, he looked like the Terminator. There was water dripping down the walls, and we had standing water on the floors. The couches were soaked. It was pretty scary, but he never told my parents.
Wow. Okay. Good neighbor. Maybe. That's almost a what would you do Wednesday kind of thing there. 248-398-WCSX. Paul, go ahead.
Me and my wife went up north. My kids had a bonfire. And right next to my garage, they melted my garage siding all down. Oh, and God. They weren't there when I got there.
This is not instilling confidence.
They were hiding. That's where they were.
You dang right. 248-398-WCSX. Lots of calls coming in on this one. What happened at your house when your parents were gone? CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Okay, what happened at your house when your parents were gone? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Either as the parent or as the kid back in the day. The reason being, we're heading out of town next week, and our 21-year-old son has volunteered to watch the house. It's very nice of him. I'm looking forward to finding Mike's Hard Lemonade caps all over the house. We get back. Lots of stories coming in about this one, of course.
Somebody had something similar that happened to me, too, where I invited 10 people and it turned into 500. As a teenager, my house bash also tripled inside. Funniest part was that sometime in the wee hours, we decided to move the party to the beach. Afterwards, we found out my neighbor decided to get even for noise by firing up his bagpipes to wake us up at 6 a.m. He ended up getting fined for a noise complaint when the cops showed up.
So he got in trouble because you were too rowdy and he wanted to pay you back. Wow. Bill in Ann Arbor. Go ahead, bud.
I was talking about what my brother did when he was 15 and I was 14.
Yeah.
And our parents were out and he knew how to use the deep fryer. So he put in a basket full of fries and then he went and took a nap.
Oh, no.
And the kitchen was on fire, and I was the one that walked in on the fire, and we got it out, and the worst part of the whole story is it was a rental apartment, and my mother just whitewashed over it, and we moved. and they didn't keep the security deposit. I mean, it's one of those, you put toothpaste in the hole type deal.
Right. Got away with it. That's awesome, Bill. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, thank you.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 736. Ryan just pointed this out when we were talking about what happened at your house when your parents were gone. Remember this scene from Dazed and Confused?
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I don't know what that was all about.
Start unpacking. We're not going anywhere.
You're damn right. Your parents turn around. Getting out of town next week. We're going down to Memphis, and our 21-year-old son's going to watch the house. Ryan's going to be responsible and watch the house, so started asking you guys about what's happened to your house. And then based, apparently in Roseville, you had the entire city, in Mount Clemens, come to your house.
Oh, yeah. I was known for having the raging parties on Roseview, seriously. Anyone that I went to high school with or graduating years around my class, that's what I was known for.
All-nighters or just like all weekend? Or
no, they were like Friday night, Saturday night, just keg parties where people would come pay $5 for a cup and we would just burn it down.
248-398-WCSX. Not instilling confidence here. I don't even want to know what Ryan did, our producer. There's things that, like, yeah, we talked to his mom. Yeah. No, we can't. We'll maybe on the podcast today we'll do that. 248-398-9279. Text messages.
Got another message from the Clem. Mount Clem. And 17-year-old mother came home from work. I was passed out naked hugging the toilet. My girlfriend was passed out naked in my bed. Uh-oh.
Let's hit the music for him. Wow. Who we got here? Oh, is this Scott? Scott, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
So did you do something really awful while your parents were away?
Oh, it was awful. They went to Tennessee. The party started that evening and went till the morning that they got home.
Boy.
The house was totally trashed. Kitchen table was broken, doors were off the hinges, somebody carved their name in the dining room table.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Scott.
My dad had this old 70 Cutlass ragtop. I did a burnout in the driveway. We measured it. It was 110 foot long.
Good Lord.
So how long were you grounded for?
I think I got kicked out of the house that year.
There you go. Bye. Thank you, Scott. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. We'll have those Cedar Point passes for you in about 10 minutes. One more. Pat, go ahead, bud.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, my brother, he had my dad help him put this speaker cabinet together. And actually, it's two cabinets. It's 30 speakers he got for $5 a piece. And then he decided when my parents were gone about 2 in the morning to go downstairs, turn it up to 10, and hit one chord. Well, it sounded like the house exploded, and 5 houses down, the cops were called, and they came to our house. By that time, my parents were notified, and they came by. But, yeah, he blew out on nearly every speaker but 3.
Remember that, Pat, the scene in Back to the Future when he turned up the giant amp and hit the one note, and it threw him across the room?
Yeah, it's about like that.
Oh, my God, Pat.
It All right, was buddy. Loud.
All right, thanks for listening to The Morning Too, brother. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
CSX, Big Jim's House, is 7:58. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Coming in about 10 minutes. It's time to get the guitar out.
Oh, no.
Time for another exciting round of Big Jim Guitar Master.
So I get to get ready to gouge my ears out? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
It works. I've never had a lesson, but I know how to play songs, on classic rock songs on the guitar. So you'll have to figure out what the hell I'm trying to play in about 10 minutes, and we'll get you tickets for Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla. But anyway, Stephen Ann Arbor, he won the Cedar Point passes. So you know, every time, every time I've played this clip in the studio during music, you've started making the noise. The noise being...
What's up?
I was actually banned from saying that in my house. Kathy was like, enough.
I think everybody was banned from that after those commercials came out.
It's back. Budweiser and Burger King have teamed up. They have their American Brew Burger or something like that. But what the really interesting point is, now we'll text you if you want to see it, the video for it and stuff, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
King.
So why do you care about Budweiser? Now check this out, because at the very end of it, we'll tell you what happened.
Hello. What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Watching game, having a bud.
True.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. Hello?
What's that?
What's up?
Right. Hello?
What's up?
So that what's up you hear at the very end is the king.
He finally speaks.
So out of everything he could possibly say.
So instead of just standing there being creepy, he actually talks.
Does it make him less creepy or no?
I think it makes him less creepy.
What's
he's still creepy, but
248-398 WCSX. Text us. The keyword, of course, is
king.
Yeah.
Do you see the burger though? It looks delicious.
Oh, it does. We should get some of those tomorrow morning. Eat them in the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now you want to torture Ryan and I?
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, I understand how they get irritated after a while. Coming up next, Guitar Master.
Oh, Lord.
Stand by for magic. CSX, Big Jim's House, 822. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. You sound my guitar. You slap it with your hand to stop the strings, right? So you do it. I don't have a lesson, never had a lesson, but I have a guitar here. It's Aaron's favorite bit that we do. Big Jim, Guitar Master. So much fun. You know our boss, JT, who's in a band, is going to make him crazy. It makes him crazy every time we do this. So what we did was came up with a stick song. Actually, it's a stick song that I'm going to try to play on guitar, and you've got to figure out what it is.
All right.
One more time.
Go for it.
Yeah, you're rubbing your forehead. Am I giving you a migraine?
Yes.
I apologize. We're playing for Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla tickets out of Pine Knob on July 6th. As a matter of fact, here we go. This is the Styx song. See if you can guess it. Oh, let me start all over. I did the wrong song. Hold on.
Yeah, you did.
I got all screwed up there. I got lost in the moment, man.
Oh.
When you start jamming, it's like the Allman Brothers. Once you start going, you can't stop yourself. Grateful Dead here. This is like having John Mayer in the studio with you without talent.
Dear God, please no, because I can't. I would not be able to sit through a 17-minute jam session of that.
She's a good girl. Crazy about it. Wrong song. Okay, here we go. Okay. There was it, right? You got it? Kurt, what's that song?
Come Sail Away.
Not Come Sail Away.
Good try, though, man.
All right, try again.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Sorry. Rick and Livonia.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Too much time on my hands?
No.
Nope. No. Good guess, though. Thank you.
That could be the theme for this bit. Too much time on my hands. Come up with that. Good guess, man. All right, try again. Mary and Clinton, what is that song?
I'm just going to try to guess a Grand Illusion.
No, not the Grand Illusion, okay?
Darn.
Bye. Jennifer Southfield, what is it?
Mr. Roboto.
Yes! Oh!
Yes! Congratulations, yes! Jennifer. You are going to Pine Knob on July 6th to see Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla. And we're going to ban Big Jim from playing this game.
You ready? Now that you want to take it, you have to listen.
I do it anyway, so
hold on,
he
Jennifer.
Did it good enough.
Here we go. Arigato, Mr. Roboto, domo.
Domo.
See? Right there. Works perfect, doesn't it?
Yep, perfect.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for listening every morning, and we're glad you can celebrate our one-year anniversary with us.
Thank you.
Hold on. CSX, Big Jim's House, 835, 69 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, and it's time to play a game. A game that's not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
Up for grabs today, it's a pair of VIP tickets to WCSX presents Loverboy and John Wade at the Taylor Summer Festival main stage. That's tomorrow night, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And that's VIP tickets, by the way. So you get to sit in the front section. You get dinner and drinks. And the dinner is like pulled pork, num, 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 mac and cheese, coleslaw, and green beans, all catered by Whiskey's on the Water. And, yeah, you don't want to miss out on this.
Okay, so Erin has a receipt in front of her. Your task this morning at 248-398-WCSX is to guess.
Who the hell bought it? Okay,
is it
Ryan, Big Jim, or me, Aaron B? Okay, it is from McDonald's. It is one sausage McGriddle, one double cheeseburger with no pickle, one large sweet iced tea, one large Sprite tropical berry, two small fries. The subtotal is $11.55 for a takeout total of $12.24 paid for by a debit card.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Was it Aaron V? Was it producer Ryan? Or was it myself? The name of the game is...
Who the hell bought it?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
You know what this is. This is Jason Bourne.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.com.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 841. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, we're playing the game show where, not what or where, but
who the hell bought it? Why are you looking at me like that?
Too fast. Oh. Just slow down.
Do I need to be like, who the hell bought it?
Exactly. There.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I ruined the cadence on your game.
I'm in musical mode after earlier. That's why I just... It's not right. I don't want to do it.
It carried over,
exactly,
did it?
Exactly, yeah. 248-398-WCSX. Aaron's got the receipt.
It is from McDonald's. It is a sausage McGriddle, two double cheeseburgers, no pickle, one large sweet iced tea, one large Sprite tropical berry, two small fries, subtotal of $11.55, takeout total $12.24, paid for with the debit card. Was it producer Ryan, Big Jim, or me, Aaron?
Chuck in Redford. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Big Jim?
We're good.
So who the hell bought it?
I would say Jim bought it.
Yes! You're dang right.
Yay. Yes! You're going to the summer festival tomorrow night. And you're going to have barbecue.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, the McDonald's thing. Made a Mickey D's run. And I'm a no pickles on my burger kind of guy. So that's a little inside there, man.
Well, everybody knows that when I eat McDonald's, what do I always eat anyhow?
McChicken.
McChicken.
Yeah. Yeah. She's in a food run.
Remember that.
There you go, man. See, next time I play the game, little inside thing there. All right, Chuck, we will see you out in Taylor tomorrow night. Thanks for listening, too, brother.
Sounds good. Have a great day, guys. You guys rock.
Thank you, bud. I don't know when the McRib CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Mark Jr., and Karen McCormick Racing on John A. Papalas Drive in Lincoln Park. Sorry about that.
What?
P-A-P-A-L-A-S, Papalas Drive.
Not Papadopoulos.
That's why I've never done the voice work for any of the Greek festivals here in the Motor City. Wait for St. Mary's to call. Never hear from them. It's surprising. So I was telling you that there's another sign that Christmas is coming. Although we're going to have, 90s in the weekend here in Detroit?
This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. No, man. Got to have it. Summer. Got to get that heat in because...
No, I'm talking about hiring and having Christmas trees and Christmas decorations.
Kohl's.
And
hiring workers started yesterday for their upcoming shopping season. They released a statement said, we're hiring seasonal associates earlier than ever to ensure our teams are fully staff trained and ready to support peak shopping seasons.
I mean, I'm glad they're being preemptive because nobody wants to stand in a damn line for 55 hours waiting for a register, but still, it's June.
That was Aunt Erin there all of a sudden. Good God.
Well, it's true.
So you want to find the right people, you recruit them.
Look, and I'm just looking forward to the 4th of July. You know what I want to see on store shelves right now? Beer and fireworks. That's what I want to see.
We have that in our living room right now. Come on over. How do you think we take care of the kids?
Always look on the bright side.
Jolene's coming in next. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Another exciting round of Battle of the Burbs, Aaron's favorite game.
Well, you know, I wasn't so sad on Wednesday because Downriver won and it wasn't the West Side, so that's okay.
Who's in a bigger rut, the East Side or the Tigers?
The East Side.
I think so, too. Yeah, we'll get into that one. We'll also have Women Who Rock, who we talk to tomorrow.
We are going to talk to a woman who walked into a downtown boxing facility, found out what they do there to help children, and has never left.
Awesome stuff. We'll get into that. And then, of course, our Friday six-pack in honor of the first full week of summer, Summer Songs. And, of course, Summerfest and Taylor will be doing that as well. So, Summer Songs, we'll do that around 8:15. Lot to do. I'll get the guitar out, play some more sticks tomorrow. You sure?
Please, no.
Come on, Aunt Erin.
These lines are forever. One day, I gotta go to the car and smoke a Marlboro.